We got to focus on Eric right now. Booksbyeric.com. You can go there and get all the information on all the books that Eric has written. But he's about to release a brand spanking new one. And I'm excited because it'll be the second book that Eric has written that I have appeared in. This one, probably a little bit more, I don't know, truthful.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't, there's non-fiction. Nothing about you yeah. doing any roundhouse kicks and knocking out the bad guys in this book.
Well, that could happen. But, you know, in this one, yes. This one's a little bit more serious. Lionfish being the first that he wrote a cool story about the Scuba Radio crew. And there might have been a little massaging of the truth through that one. But this new one, well, I'll just let you take it. What's the name of it? And give us the lowdown there, Eric. What's going on?
The new book is called Heart Survivor. You've been gracious and allowed me to talk about my my heart issues and the recovery process back to scuba diving over the last year. It so happens that at the end of this month, January 29th, is the one-year anniversary of my open-heart surgery.
Yes, he had a five-way.
Bypass.
I just got to say the second word. He had a quite a traumatic experience, and it was big news to us here at Scuba Radio. Eric's been a friend for many years, and when we heard about this, of course, you know, we reached out and like, hey, what's going on? And next thing you know, being the writer he is, he documented this whole experience, by writing some articles for the Dive Magazine, the local newspaper, and now it's culminated in this new book. Is that how it's evolved there, Eric, or what?
That's a fair way to put it. I actually wrote the first newspaper column before I was even out of the hospital. I was sitting in my hospital bed recovering and had my laptop and wrote the first article right there. I did write a series with Scuba Diving Magazine, but with this series or with this book, I wanted to go deeper into it, and this it was really specifically about the recovery process. As you well know, when they look at you and say, well, you're going to have open heart surgery, you don't have a whole lot of choices or things you can do at that point.
Mm-hmm. Other than sit there and mope, you know, let yourself. Yeah.
Absolutely. But I wanted to – you and I have both come through, I think, pretty well. I'm not saying perfect, but I think we both come through the process.
Oh, I would
well.
Say perfect.
Fine.
I mean, look, I spoke at a Mensa meeting last night. How much better can it get? I mean, come on.
But does that mean you have a heart? Anyway.
Yeah, probably not. Just means probably intellect.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
So I wanted to go deeper into this book to encourage people. You know, if you and I hadn't had the chance to talk about it, if I hadn't been in around people who'd had open heart surgery, you know, if somebody looked at me and said, you're having open heart surgery in a couple of days, I would have been at a loss just to understand what was going to happen to my life. So I wanted to put this book together. Somebody who gets that diagnosis, they can read it. It's relatively short. It's only about 120 pages. But so they can read it and figure out, okay, what's next? What do I've got to do, and how do I get my life back? How do I feel good again?
Right. And you know, I had the luxury of knowing Eric on a personal level, but also when, you know, I had my little episode, it was about 8 months after Eric, and we had been covering his story on Scuba Radio when I had to go through a one-way bypass myself. And I can tell you as a fact, and I've said this many times on the show, as a matter of fact, I mentioned it in the presentations last night at Mensa and also with the Lockheed Martin Dive Club, that having that experience with Eric on the radio prepared me for what I went through and took away a lot of the uncertainty and I don't know if scariness is the right word, but just, you know, when you know, okay, well, Eric did this and he went through A, B, C, and D, and I guess that's the path I'm on right now, and just knowing what is next kind of, you know, put me at ease a little bit. And this book can do the same for many, many more folks and know that it's not the end of the world. Many people have went through it. You actually conducted a survey for folks. You put the word out like, hey, I'm writing this book and I'm looking for people that have had, you know, experiences with heart events, whether you're a diver or not, could you fill out this little survey for my book, and we'll see where it goes from there. And you had like a tremendous response. Did you not?
In just a couple weeks, I got a little over 100 people wow. responding to it, which was fantastic. I was hoping for 40 or 50. So, mm-hmm. you know, I was excited or thrilled by the number of people who,
yeah.
who replied.
A lot more people are affected by this nonsense than you realize. And at least that's how I felt. And then I got in. It's like, you know, I get all these emails and texts from people like, hey, you know, I'm a survivor of this and I did this. And I'm like, what? You know, that's just in the diving industry. When we were at the DEMA show, people coming up to you and saying, oh, yeah, I belong to the Zipper Club, too, Greg. Welcome. You know, but here they are functioning and moving forward. And sure, it was a pain in the, pain in the chest, I guess. But,
pain in the chest, absolutely.
Yeah, but, you know, they got through it. And that obviously is good motivation for yourself. Like, hey, if this person can do it, or if Greg can do it, if Eric can do it, maybe I can do it, too. Or maybe it isn't the end of the world, which is... You know, it's hard to not avoid that thought process when
absolutely.
You're whacked upside the head by one of these things, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. And the name of it again is what, Eric?
Heart Survivor.
Heart Survivor. We'll tell you how to get a hold of this and much, much more next on the World's First Radio Show devoted to diving.
At Diversity Today, we believe it's very easy to be a hero. All you need are honesty, empathy, respect, and open-mindedness.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but that's not all it takes to be a hero.
Oh, great. Well, what is a hero to you?
A hero kills people. People that wish him harm.
Okay.
A hero is part human and part supernatural. A hero is born out of a childhood trauma or out of a disaster that must be avenged.
Okay, you're thinking of a superhero.
We all have a hero in our heart.
Yes, we do. I am Greg the Dive Master. I feel like a superhero now that I have survived heart surgery, but I couldn't have done it without my good friend Eric Douglas providing some support. Now he has documented some tips, some stories that you can learn from if you find yourself encountering this this nonsense yourself. Heart survivor, I got the first part right. What is it? Recovery after heart surgery. That's right, Eric? I got it right finally? Maybe?
That's
vaguely?
Perfect.
Okay, and that will be released worldwide. When?
On January 25th. It's available. The Kindle is available for pre-order now if anyone okay. wants to download it or to set it up to download, and it'll be in their Kindle first thing on Saturday or on that Wednesday morning.
Yeah.
But then,
which is your 1 year anniversary of having heart surgery yourself.
Well, the 25th was the day I failed the stress test.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
That was the day this whole journey began.
The world stopped spinning for Eric, as it would for
absolutely.
Anyone. You know, this is a big smack upside the head when it happens to you. Trust me. Anybody who's been through it can relate, and you would expect that. You know, but having a guideline or a path to follow or know that other people have done it really makes it much, much easier to manage.
Greg, you know the drill. The first thing, the first decision I made was, I'm going to get back to scuba diving.
Right, as any diver would. We have that in common, both Eric and I. Well, you know, when he told me this, I'm like, absolutely. We got to talk about this on Scuba Radio. Will you share your story? And you said, you know, I'd love to. I'm surprised you're interested. I'm like, of course. This is great stuff. It'll motivate others. Little did I know we were doing this for myself at the time.
I think it was really all about you.
Well, it ended up being there for a while. Yeah. You know, I will tell you, in the 20-year history of doing scuba radio, I have never had something come up on the air like this where we talked about something and literally, 2 weeks later, it happened to me personally. I never saw that coming. I didn't expect it. I wasn't, I was totally blindsided. But I'll tell you, it did prepare me on a level that, looking back, made things way, way easier. And I really think your book, Heart Survivor, Recovery After Heart Surgery, will be just a godsend to people that pick it up. And, you know, even if you haven't went through any kind of heart event, whether it's heart attack or bypass surgery or stents or whatever the case may be, I think you'll find this interesting to read just from a heart survivor story or just a survivor story, because it kind of it just shows that, look, all you got to do is when something happens to you, whether it's this or this type of heart event or something else, cancer, whatever, you know, you can survive it. And you can read about other people's, you know, journeys. And I think it can motivate you. Like, hey, if they could do it, you can do it too. Quit your whining. You know what I mean? Hey, CJ and Bubble Boy just walked in too. Hey, boys.
Sorry we're late.
Yeah.
Okay.
My fault.
Well, it was the Mensa meeting last night. I said after the presentation, we might have had a hot, you know, cocktail or two, and you're a little slow to react this morning. Is that what it was?
Nah, that would be a good excuse, but no.
That wasn't it.
Considering it's 3 p.m.
Yeah. If your show is at like 9 or something, maybe.
Yeah, okay. All right, so we'll
see. No, I was just running around, you know, and I said, I got to go get Jimmy.
Okay, so you have no excuse. You just didn't care.
Plus, you live a long way from me.
Oh, well, okay. All right, I guess that counts as an excuse. I wouldn't want you to rush.
Across the county, let's say it that way.
Okay, all right. Well, fair enough.
But,
right, but you're here now.
You're talking about Eric's book.
Yeah.
And super appropriate that you played the music of Survivor coming out of that break.
Right. Because I have the eye of the tiger.
Exactly.
Don't I? Look at me.
And
no, look at me. Seriously.
Not only inspiring for people that might have had heart issues or problems, but mm-hmm. also preventative. Because you, Greg, inspired me to get out and walk a little more.
Ah, because you don't want to be me.
I'm trying to get, you know, on the days, even if I can't get into the gym every day, I'll at least, I got a new dog.
I got
an awesome new dog. So I walk, and she's high maintenance. She's about a year old German Shepherd.
Yeah.
And she needs to be walked.
True.
So it's a great excuse to get out there, you know.
I
walked her this morning, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Just a little bit, you know.
You would rather read or hear about my story and Eric's story as opposed to participate in it, is kind of what
yeah,
you're saying.
Yeah, if I had the choice, sure.
Yes. So there's motivation for you to not be me or Eric.
Yeah, in that way.
I mean, look at us, you know. I mean, yeah, sure, I got a cool scar that I can make up a story about. I was ice diving.
Shark attack, of course.
Well, no, I was ice diving in Antarctica and I was stabbed by a narwhal. That's what I'm going with.
That sounds good.
Yeah, but you know, I don't know. The shark thing might be more impressive to the chicks. The narwhal thing, they kind of look at me oddly, but I just like it. I think it was
good.
Just
tell them it's a unicorn of the sea. Chicks
yes.
love that.
Well, true. When
you
I
know,
do that.
For a while, I couldn't tell if that was real or not.
What do you mean?
The narwhal.
You couldn't tell if a narwhal was.
Is it
real?
Narwhal?
Yeah.
Nar.
Nar?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Nar. Well, it depends if you're from the north or south.
That's
enough.
A narwhal.
Narwhal.
Right there's a narwhal.
Yeah, Jerry the Diver Guy would say it. What's going on? Where's the narwhal?
You're thinking of the Norwalk virus.
Maybe.
Which
you know,
can also wreak havoc.
Well, and would apply to the scar tissue, possibly. I don't know. But anyway, you know, going to all that trouble to come up with a cool story really isn't worth it.
Yeah,
you really don't need
if
it.
If I had the opportunity to undo this last year of pain, I'd probably skip it.
Yeah.
However, I you know what? In hindsight, though, I feel so much better than I did a year ago, and I'm healthier and stronger and happier. And so, you know what? There's an upside to it.
Right. Well, I believe 2016 was the year of sucking balls.
Just in general.
Maybe.
Yeah.
For me and Eric. And you know, that could apply to other people, too. So I'm looking forward to the future. And I'm glad it's in our past, and hopefully we'll keep it that way.
Absolutely.
So, you know, but you got this book out there, and people should order it and learn. And like I said, at the bare minimum, even if it doesn't happen to you, it is a good story. It's kind of a fast read and interesting to hear what other people have overcome and some of the challenges they've encountered when it comes to these heart events. And unfortunately, when you start talking about this stuff, with your circle of friends, I think you'd be surprised how many people have had an event or know someone who's been affected in this way. So it'll prepare you on many levels. So once again, it is called Heart Survivor Recovery After Heart Surgery by Eric Douglas. Pick it up today. You can go to Eric, booksbyeric.com to start. All right, more coming up. Stay close.